Smoked fava beans make the perfect dip or condiment. If you visited our article on smoking fava beans and gave our technique a try, hopefully you have enough beans left over to make this recipe. I thought I would introduce you to a dip that can be used as a condiment to your favorite sandwich. Think veggie or animal protein burger, grilled chicken, breakfast bread, or vegetarian. I'll be offering this recipe and giving you suggestions on what to serve with it. Simple ingredients. Once you have your fava beans smoked, you'll need about 2 pounds of the beans. There are some simple ingredients to gather for this recipe. 4 ounces of goat cheese softened, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh tarragon, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon lemon zest, I prefer fresh, 2 tablespoons water, sea salt, and fresh ground pepper. You'll also need a food processor or blender to combine all the ingredients. Tasting notes. I prefer a little kick to this recipe, so I add 3 or so drops of hot sauce. Pulsing to flavor. With a blender or food processor, add all the ingredients except the water. Pulse only to blend and produce the chunky texture desired. Be sure to scrape down the sides of the blending container at least once. With all the ingredients, add the water and mix in by hand. Do not process or blend. Adjust the consistency to finished mixture by adding water as needed. Usually I find 2 to 3 tablespoons of water is perfect. Tasting notes. If using a blender, be sure you have a pulse control, or you could blend this recipe too smooth, which will limit its use with certain foods. Multiple uses. Once you have the consistency you like, transfer the mixture to a serving bowl. I like to chill this briefly before serving. If using as a dip, suggested items to accompany the dip include sweet mini peppers, cucumber slices, radish, carrot slices, cherry or grape tomato, baguette, naan, wonton shells. This is also great with a firm toasted bread, tomato slice, fresh basil leaves, and poached or fried egg. Let your imagination go and find more uses for this super flavorful dip and spread. Did you make this recipe? Tell us how you used it. Leave us a comment and subscribe for more great recipes, techniques, tips, and the science behind the smoke and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.